Chapter 10. Hearing the Truth. When I heard the boys come back from the bar, I went downstairs. Jeremiah was drunker than I'd ever seen him before. "Belly," he called out. "I'm going to marry you, girl." "Go to bed," I told him. As Tom was going upstairs, I asked him, "Where's Conrad?"
"Who knows? He just drove us back. He wasn't drinking."
I went out to the car, but Conrad wasn't there. I was starting to get worried, but then I noticed him down on the beach. I took off my shoes and went toward him.
"Come and sit," he said when he saw me.
Tom was right. Conrad wasn't drunk like the others. "Did you guys have fun?" I asked. He didn't answer me. I looked at the waves coming in and at the moon over the sea. "I love it here at night," I said. Suddenly, he said,
"I have to tell you something.
Jeremiah cheated on you when he was in Cabo. Tonight, one of those jerks said something about it, and I thought that you deserved to know."
Conrad looked really angry, and I didn't know how to answer him. Finally, I said, "I already knew about it."
"What? You knew, and you're still marrying him?"
My cheeks felt hot. "He made a mistake," I said softly. "He hates himself for what he did, and I forgave him. Everything's fine now."
"Are you serious?" said Conrad. "I never thought that you would put up with that from a guy."
"I put up with a lot worse from you," I said without thinking.
"I never once cheated on you," he said angrily. "I never even looked at another girl when we were together."
I stood up. "I don't want to talk about this anymore," I said, and began to walk away. I could feel tears coming, and I didn't want him to see them. Conrad came after me and grabbed my arm. I tried to hide my face from him, but he saw, and his voice softened.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I should stay out of it."
I pulled away and walked quickly along the beach. I didn't want him to feel sorry for me.
"I still love you,"
he called out. I stopped and slowly turned around. "Don't say that."
"I don't know if I'll ever stop loving you. Not completely," he said. "I have this feeling that you'll always be here."
Conrad put his hand on his heart and then dropped it.
"You're only saying this now because I'm marrying Jeremiah."
I hated how shaky and weak my voice sounded.
"It's not just about now. It's always," he said.
"It doesn't matter. It's too late," I said coldly, and I turned away.
"Wait," he said, grabbing my arm again.
"Let me go,"
I said. But he held on. "Listen to me, just for a minute, please," he said.
I would listen, I decided, but only for a minute. 2 years ago, all I wanted to hear from him was that he loved me, but it was too late now.
"Quietly," he said, "2 years ago, I messed up, but not in the way that you think. Do you remember when you and Jeremiah drove me to college to take my exams? On the way back, we spent the night at a hotel because it was raining so hard."
Of course I remembered.
"That night, I didn't sleep at all," Conrad went on. "I lay awake, thinking about the right thing to do. I knew that I loved you, but after my mom died, I had so much anger in me. I wasn't able to love you in the way that you deserved, but I knew that Jeremiah did. I knew that I would hurt you. So, I let you go to protect you."
I breathed slowly, in and out, listening to him.
"But this summer, it got too difficult. Being near you again, talking the way we used to," Conrad said. "I hate myself for doing this because I love Jeremiah. He's my brother. but when I see you together, I hate him too. Don't marry him. Don't be with him. Be with me.
His shoulders were shaking, and he was crying. It felt like my heart was breaking. There were so many things that I wanted to say to him, but I couldn't. I knew that if I started speaking, I would never stop.
Don't you understand? I said coldly. You'll never be what Jeremiah is to me. He's my best friend. He doesn't stop loving me any time that he feels like it. Nobody else has ever treated me like he has. You never have.
I stopped and thought. I had to get this right so that he would let me go forever.
You and I were never anything.
I saw the light die out in his eyes. I couldn't look at him anymore. I started walking, and this time, he didn't follow me. I didn't look back, because if I saw his face again, I might not be able to leave. When I was sure that he couldn't see me, I dropped down in the sand and cried for Conrad and for myself. I cried for what would never be. I knew in my heart that I loved both him and Jeremiah as much as it's possible to love two people at the same time. I got up, brushed off the sand, and went inside the house. I climbed into Jeremiah's bed next to him. He was asleep and breathing noisily the way that he did when he drank too much. "I love you," I said to his back. The next day, I felt sick with worry about whether to tell Jeremiah about Conrad and was relieved that he slept really late. I also heard Conrad go out in his car and hoped that he wouldn't come back. But at lunchtime, Conrad was in the kitchen making himself a sandwich. As soon as he saw me, he said,
"I'm sorry about last night. Just forget what I said. I was really drunk, and being here again brought back a lot of old memories. That's all."
He was smiling. For a moment, I felt so furious that I couldn't breathe. I just stood there, opening and closing my mouth like a fish. I felt so stupid. I couldn't believe that during the night, when I hadn't slept at all, I had pictured what it would be like to marry him and not Jeremiah. I hated him for that.
"You weren't drunk," I said. "You said all that to me just before my wedding, and now you want me to forget it? Don't you understand that you can't play with people like that?"
Conrad's smile had gone. "Wait a minute, Belly. Don't say my name. Actually, don't ever speak to me again."
"Well, that's going to be hard when you're marrying my brother," he said with another weak smile. Now I was angrier than ever.
"I want you to leave," I shouted. "Go back to Boston or California. I don't care. Just go."
"I'm not leaving, Belly."
"Stop saying my name," I screamed. "What do you expect me to say?" he shouted back. "I was being honest with you last night, but I know that it was wrong to say those things. Now I'm trying to find a way out, and you won't even let me have that. You broke my heart last night. Is that what you want to hear?"
He was already walking away as I called out,
"What are you talking about?"
He turned around.
"You know what I mean. I still love you. I never stopped. I think that you've always known that."
I shook my head.
"That's not true."
"You can think what you like, but I'm not going to hide it from you anymore."
Then he walked out to his car. I dropped into a chair, my heart racing. If Conrad Fisher told a girl that he loved her, he meant it. I had never felt more alive. No one else made me feel like that. So furious, sad, happy, all at the same time. What could I do? If I chose Conrad, I would lose Jeremiah.
And what would it do to our two families who were still trying to find a way to be together without Susanna? I couldn't do it. Conrad.
I was in my car, driving away fast, relieved that I had finally said those words out loud to her.
I was in a kind of dream.
Belly loved me.
I didn't need to hear her say it. I knew it in the way that she looked at me.
But what next? Even if she loved me and I loved her, we couldn't just run away. It would hurt Jeremiah too much. Would he and my dad and Laurel ever forgive us? And all I could think was, why didn't I tell her this a year ago, or even a week ago? In 24 hours, she would be married to my brother. After driving around for a while, I went back to the house. All the cars were gone, so I thought that I'd be alone. But then I saw Taylor sitting outside.
Where is everybody? I asked her.
They went sailing. Conrad, what did you say to Belly last night? I know that she was crying, and I'm sure that it was because of you, again.
I could feel my chest tighten. Stay out of it, Taylor.
She looked at me.
Belly is my oldest friend in the world, so of course I'm not staying out of it. Do you realize how badly you've hurt her? Again and again? You treat her like a toy that you pick up and play with any time you feel like it. You're annoyed that someone else has her now, so you want to mess it up, Taylor said. Conrad, a part of Belly will always love you, so don't be selfish. Be the good guy that she says you are. Let her go.
I thought about Taylor's words. Be the good guy that she says you are.
I believed that I could fight for Belly till the end without thinking about anyone else.
If I did that, I would be the selfish guy that Taylor said I was. But I would have Belly next to me. The next day, my dad and Belly's parents arrived at the house, and we all went to a restaurant for dinner. I felt like I was going crazy that night, sitting at the table with everyone celebrating. I tried not to watch when Jeremiah kissed Belly in front of us all. After dinner, Jeremiah, Belly, and their friends went to get ice cream, and my dad and Belly's dad went to their hotel. So, it was just Laurel and me back at the house. I was going upstairs when Laurel said,
"Hey, Conrad, let's have a beer. I think that we deserve one, don't you?"
We sat at the kitchen table with our beers, and she said,
"How are you doing?"
"Good," I said. "Great."
"Be honest, Conrad. How are you really?"
"It's killing me."
Laurel looked back at me, her face soft. "I'm sorry," she said. "I know that you love her a lot. This must be really hard for you."
My eyes filled with tears. It felt like my mom was right there, knowing how I felt without me having to tell her. Laurel took my hand, and I tried to pull it away, but she held on tighter.
"We'll get through tomorrow. I promise. It'll be you and me," she said. "Oh, I miss your mom so much."
"Me too."
I dropped my head and started to cry.